and I am quite sure that they're not all that excited about staying in the competition. They just want the games for match practice and preparation for the Sigerson. As you can see, a lot of their key players weren't there, so that was even making it more sort of disheartening for us that we weren't playing their best side by any means, and they were holding their own with us. So we did ask for a lot more from our players in the second half, and I'd have to say that we did get that.
Still creating plenty of chances. The first half, a number of waves, but the chances were still there.
Yeah, it's about that final pass. The final pass let us down a number of times. Never mind the waves, just decision making. We maybe kicked when we should have ran, and vice versa. And I suppose a number of times the last pass, which would have been the critical opening pass, when it didn't go to hand or went to the wrong player or whatever. So yeah, that happened. That was part of the malaise of the first half, if you like. But I think we did ask for a response, and I have to say, yes, I'd be happy the response we got.
Had a call on a few extra resources this afternoon as well, with three new faces on the scene.
Yeah, we're very, very grateful to the Under-21 management for releasing three of their players for us to on standby. And I suppose when they were there on standby, we wanted to give them a wee bit of a run, because it's a new experience for them too. And with all the injuries we have, with Matty being suspended, with the number of boys we have playing for the colleges, with Pomeroy still being involved in the All-Ireland series, we had 19 players of our own fit and available today. So it was nice to have those three lads on standby.
Semi-final berth very much in the offing.
Well, it's not in our hands, as we say. You know, we can only do what we can with our own two results. If that takes us to the semi-final, that'll be great. But it's out of our hands, so we can't guarantee anything. All we want to try and do is win our two games and have as many scores on the board as we can. If that takes us to the semi-final, great. If it doesn't, then we'll have to deal with the place we find ourselves.
It's early season yet, but the first half was low tempo, probably a lot lower than you'd expect. Is that a work in progress, or would you be disappointed with the level?
I think you missed the first part of this year. Disappointed with our performance in the first half. We were lethargic, we were sort of going through the motions, and we were allowing them to dictate the pace of the game, and that didn't serve us well, with the result that we weren't far ahead of them at half time. So yeah, we asked for much more energy and much more pressing of our players in the second half, and I think we got that.
And you're looking for more firepower, especially with Conor McAlisky gone, Alexi Lee Brennan, Ronan McHugh. You know, they look like they could do a big job for you.
Well, look, they're young lads, and they're going to be good footballers in the future. It takes all of these players time to mature. They'll have good days, they'll have bad days, they'll have average days. So with that is every player. Not everybody plays the top of their game all the time, but it's nice to see people who can finish around a forward line, and then when they mature into what's required at inter-county senior level, then they can become a force to be reckoned with, and that's all good. Yeah.
What's the story with Rory Brennan after last week, Mickey?
It'd be 4 to 6 weeks at least. The AC joint here thing is a big bump on the shoulder here, and he's in pretty a lot of pain at the moment, but there's not much you can do other than wait till it recovers, and the best experts say 4 to 6 weeks.
You tried out Niall McKenna a bit full forward today as well.
Yeah, we try many things in the course of a season, and he has played there before. I suppose he plays a bit for his club sometimes in there, so it's a question of just experimenting to see how things work, and lots of variables and all of that. There's conditions, there's, you know, the quality of the opposition, there's, you know, there's many things that come into play, and players have certain skill sets, and you try to see where's the best place that would fit. And it's an experimental job at the moment. It's a trial and error, and we have to see where that takes us.
Is Donegal you have next?
Donegal on Wednesday night, yeah.
I know we spoke to you in the Ophi Cup, and we were wondering how many of their under-21s they were going to play, but they actually have played a right few of them. Like, you know, but they seem to have held their own, I suppose. Like, but is it, you know, now that we're into the competition, what's your thoughts on it? Is, you know, do you still think it's okay, you know, do you think more counties will
play? I have no control over any other county's decisions. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't choose it. And I would hope the Tyrone wouldn't choose it. Yeah. So that's their stand on it. But everybody else is, you know, it's their prerogative to do what they will. And if that's what they want to do, that's up to them. And, you know, it won't take our eye off the ball. We want to win the game. We want to win the game by as many scores as we can get. And if that takes us to the semi-final, we'll be happy. If Donegal are happy with their under-21s getting three quality matches at this stage of the year, that's their decision, and it must be the right one for them.
And you obviously have a lot of guys involved with colleges this year. Universities still have a place in the McKenna Cup, do you think?
Well, that's questionable, and I think even more people are beginning to question that.
Martin McHugh questions it.
I might have been one of the first ones to question it, but I seem to be the man who has always been negative about things. But I'm not sure that it works as well as people would have suggested some time ago. And I think it's worth noting as well that in the past, when I looked for a few players, there was all hell broke loose about it. And now many of these counties are taking their players, and I don't hear much word about it at all. So it seems strange to me that. But anyway, it is as it is.
Through the passage of time.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of the game being moved from home in Carrigmore? You know, you think there's a problem with like the county grounds for?
Well, there was a problem last night. Anyway, yesterday, because there was the referees. Decision, his inspection said the pitch would be unlikely to be playable,
sure.
And given that it was unlikely to be playable yesterday evening and it was going to take rain to get rid of the snow,
sure.
There's always a chance that maybe there would have been water problems today on the pitch, so you had to make that decision yesterday afternoon. We couldn't wait to today to see would that be the right decision or not. So I think it's nice here to come to another ground, and I think Carrigmore facilitated the game very well. I think there's a good atmosphere about the ground today, and you know, that's good for them to do it.